Hello, my name is Sabine from Fieber. Today I want to tell you a little bit about the additional costs in the real estate financing. Let me explain shortly what additional costs you can have. There are on one hand the taxes. These taxes are different in every country, so whether you take Baden-Württemberg, there we have currently 5%, Rheinland-Pfalz 5%, Bavaria 3%. Just Google it and you see how much it is in your Bundesland. Then the notary costs. The notary costs, we calculate roughly 2%, but you cannot say it's 2% because these are more or less four invoices to come from the notary, one for the purchase agreement, one for the Grundschuldeintragung, and two comes from the Grundbuchamt. One is for the Auflassungsvormerkung, the second for the Auflassung. You do not have to need know this in detail, so just take here the 2%, and then the third fee, where probably mostly is talked about, is the agent fee. A lot of people say, can we avoid it? Can we avoid it? Difficult is it currently to find a real estate without agent. The agent fee is different. Since January we have a new law, so there is not be an agent fee only to pay by the buyer. It has to be split off between buyer and seller. So if you have to pay 2.38%, so that means 2% plus taxes, it's 2.38. The seller has to pay the same amount. I always tell people for the first calculation, say roughly 10% overall. But you do not need only to buy a used one. You can look into new building. And in new buildings, usually you buy it directly from the builder, and there you only have the taxes and the notary costs. Nowadays, you see sometimes even agent fee if the builder gives it to an agent for marketing. Yeah, so what does it tell us? From the financing aspect, I can only recommend that you minimum should cover the additional cost by equity. This is a question of conditions because the bank usually only wants to finance the building, because the building is a value. They put a Grundschuld in the Grundbuch. This is so the security for the bank, and the additional costs like taxes, that doesn't have any value. You have to tell yourself, if I buy today and sell tomorrow, the additional costs are gone. And this is the same for the bank. So meaning when they finance you 100% of the buying price plus additional costs, they have 105 or 110% financing. That means during the first 1, 2, 3 years, you pay only down your additional costs. So the bank has more risk than value in their books. Yeah, that was everything. So look that you have enough savings on the side as a down payment. There is a possibility like financing some additional costs through a consumer credit that improves your interest situation too, but we can talk about this in detail. So if you have any questions regarding the additional costs and the financing, please do not hesitate to contact me. It's Sabine from Fieber. Have a nice day. Bye.